The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, known as OCHA, says it is trying to organize a meeting between governments, non-governmental organizations, and charitable donors to discuss the lasting impact of the floods and agree on ways to improve disaster management in the future. Heavy rains fell throughout West Africa in late August and mid-September, causing widespread flooding that destroyed houses and roads, washed away cattle, and damaged vast areas of farmland. The head of OCHA in West Africa, Hervé Lubavitch-Dilly, says the United Nations has allocated nearly $4 million in emergency relief aid to provide immediate necessities such as food, water, and sanitation to affected areas. But he says these short-term solutions are not enough to restore lost livelihoods.
If we really want to give this population the capacity to recover from the crisis, we should not only think about just the non-food item and the food items, but we should also think about tools that could help the people.
Lubavitch-Dilly says issuing microcredit loans could help thousands in West Africa regain and sustain their lost livelihoods. He says loans for less than $100 could help start or expand a business in most areas affected by flooding. He says that the income from these businesses could provide better food, housing, healthcare, and education for entire families. Lubavitch-Dilly says microcredit is just one of the issues that will likely be discussed during the OCHA-sponsored regional meeting that should take place before the end of the year. He says monitoring climate change is another.
If climate change is considered a source of this weather instability, then what can we do to better monitor climate change in the future? As we speak, the networking of the various weather stations across the region is not as good as it could be. So on the response side, we can talk about microcredit as a new idea. On the preparedness side, we can talk about the stronger networking of all the weather stations across the region.
International development specialist at the British-based Royal Institute of International Affairs, Brian Thompson, also believes governments and donors should begin thinking in the long term. But he says because the situation will vary from country to country, assistance should be tailored to specific requirements. He says issuing microcredit may not be useful in all cases.
It may not be effective if there are other constraints on, for example, agricultural producers. In some cases, the infrastructure has been affected by the flooding, and so the priority would be to restore the infrastructure so that the crops can be marketed.
Thompson says microcredit could also cause more problems if it is not correctly administered.
One of the issues, of course, with microcredit is that it needs to be properly managed, and it doesn't make sense if it's going to result in unpayable debt.
The United Nations and some non-government organizations recently launched a $10 million appeal to assist flood victims in Ghana, one of the countries most devastated from flooding, with over 300,000 people affected. They say in total 800,000 people in 14 West African countries have been affected by the floods. Philip Wellman for VOA News, Dakar.